Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77. Oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action. Kleine Preise. Große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show this morning, Chick McGee is back, comedian Shane Moss, news and drinking. But first, this...
Everyone remembers actor Morgan Freeman's riveting portrayal of chauffeur Hulk Coburn working for a persnickety old woman in the heartwarming blockbuster film Driving Miss Daisy. Now, Mr. Freeman reprises that role in the much-anticipated sequel. Only this time, his new boss is even more uptight and finicky than Miss Daisy.
Good morning, Mr. Hulk. Let's get going. I've got a million things to do today.
Yes, sir, Mr. Griswold.
Bob and Tom Pictures presents Driving Mr. Griswold.
Mr. Hoke, thanks for driving me around. I can get a lot of work done here in the back seat during all this travel time. Besides, Hoke, do you know how many germs there are on the average steering wheel? That steering wheel is a veritable petri dish of disease. Hey, Hoke, take a left at the light. There's a Starbucks a few blocks up.
But we just left a Starbucks, Mr. Griswold.
Yeah, but my coffee is getting cold. Hey, look, it says here in the paper that the Harlem Globetrotters are in town tonight. Guess you'll be going.
Excuse me?
Yeah, nothing like shooting some hoops. Right, my brother? Do you mind if I call you my brother?
I'd rather have a boil on my ass.
Pardon me?
I said I thought you'd never ask, Mr. Griswold.
You the man, Hoke.
Morgan Freeman is driving Mr. Griswold. And Tom is driving Morgan Freeman crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Hoke, I got a million stories. You want to hear about the time I interviewed actor Frank Gorshin?
I think I'd rather put a bullet in my head.
Excuse me?
I said, go right ahead, Mr. Griswold.
Well, when I spoke to Mr. Gorshin, he was very funny. I guess you'd say he was quite the Joker. The Joker, get it? You know, from Batman?
Yeah.
Actually, Frank Gorshin played the Riddler. I really get it.
Hey, Hoke, I guess you heard that some time ago. I broke my arm. Do you want to hear something funny?
Coming from you, that would be a first.
Well, I'm not sure if you're up on medical terminology, but this is hilarious. Uh-huh. The bone I broke is actually called the humerus bone.
Really? I saw you in the locker room at the gym this afternoon. Only humerus bone I saw was that itty-bitty little white...
Hey, Hoke, there's my house on the left. I need to stop by and charge up my cell phone. You know, I really appreciate all the help you've been. You want to go get some lunch?
Well, that's actually very kind, Mr. Griswold. I would love to do that.
Great. Pick me up a chicken Caesar salad and hurry back. I'm starving.
You're a douchebag.
What's that?
I said I'll dash right back, Mr. Griswold. Right away.
Perfect. You know, I live in this gated community. Hey, I just remembered, you spent some time in a gated community once. Remember Shawshank Prison?
Actually, that was just a movie. But if I may paraphrase a line from that film... Today has been the longest day of my life.
Driving Mr. Griswold, coming soon to a theater near you.
And Mr. Hoke, could you stop by Starbucks and grab me another coffee? Better get me two, I don't want to run out. And don't forget, extra cream in it.
Oh, I'm going to put some extra special cream in it, Mr. Griswold. Don't you worry about that.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, I see comedian Shane Moss sitting over there.
Hello.
And at the NutriChomp sports desk, once again substituting for Chick McGee, it's Josh Arnold. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, he's back.
Be glad I'm here at all, okay?
Okay,
I'll get out of your chair here.
There's Christy Lee right there. I can see her from here.
Hi.
And Christy is at her post at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Chick has his hand up. Yes, sir.
Will someone explain to me, and I think I already know, but will someone explain to me officially the presence of one of my favorite rums in the studio?
They sponsored our show.
We had a special show over the weekend.
Yeah,
and they
sponsored
the show.
It.
And now the beautiful... So,
for those of us who were here, we each get to take a bottle.
And what if you almost died?
You can have mine.
$20.
$20? See,
no,
that's somebody right there.
You can have mine. I don't want it. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I was just clarified on things. I went into the hospital last Sunday, okay? And on that day, they call in the group, which is terrifying.
This is a week ago Sunday.
Right? A week ago Sunday. We're going to have to do something about your blockage. Okay. They put in two stents in one artery.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. Go home. Come here on Tuesday morning, last Tuesday, remember?
Right.
Start, and that from that day on, I start talking myself out of going back. Go back on Thursday.
To the hospital.
To the hospital. They put another stent in a different artery.
Okay. How many arteries do you have in there?
I don't know. And then there's one artery that I'm like doing the Wolverine thing where there's stuff that's grown around that artery because there's been a blockage in your body.
Adamantium, yeah.
Does a...
Like sideburns on your artery?
Cool. It's like scar tissue.
It goes around. It makes its own outer belt. So it goes around the block.
So you got three new stents in there then. Right?
I got three new stents in the past week. So for a total of six right now.
Okay.
We're speaking.
You're feeling okay now.
I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling as good as I have.
Told you to take the week off. Relax a little bit.
I know.
Enjoy it.
I miss you guys. It's hard to be.
We've been missing you. Are you kidding?
Now, are you streaming? Are you binging any shows?
Am I binging any show? I'm trying to watch The Umbrella Academy.
Ooh, what's that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shame on
I was like, yeah. I read it was like, well, this is a new take on superhero stuff. And it was like all built up. And it's some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is like taking a bad college course. I'm trudging through it. I'm not sure if
there's
I'm going
to. There's so many
go
good things out there.
I know. Why do we keep going?
I don't
when
know
we
why
get.
We go
like, I finished it too.
I did find a Fleabag, which is on Amazon, which is very good. It's about a lady growing, dealing with life in England. You know how I like England.
Oh,
It's called Fleabag.
Okay, so Nikki can recommend.
Does she have fleas?
She does not have fleas. Oh. I think it's a nickname.
Okay.
She doesn't seem that clean though.
Oh.
They did cancel the Umbrella Academy.
They did cancel.
Yeah,
okay.
They did cancel.
Okay, well that's good.
No, spoiler alert! Don't watch it. Okay, thank you.
Really,
thank you very much.
Really,
now, you missed a bunch of stories. We got to review a couple of them. My two favorites, Chick. And by the way, did I mention Shane Moss is here with us? Shane
Hello.
Is on tour. You missed a couple stories, both you guys. Do you have the one about the bridge jumping?
Two Texas men died after trying to jump a car across a gap on a raised drawbridge. According to Louisiana State Police, the incident happened on Friday about 2 a.m. at the Black Bayou Bridge near Lake Charles.
Oh, Black Bayou. Bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Bayou.
Bam-a-lam. The bridge was closed to traffic to let a boat pass through on the intercoastal waterway. According to witnesses, the car's passenger pushed the gate arm up. The pair drove their 2016 Chevy Cruze up to the raised section.
Wait.
Thank you, Chick.
Not the Chevy Cruze, a fine
automobile.
Yes.
But it says right there when you buy it, don't try to jump a bridge with it.
But if you're going to jump a bridge, you want a little more horsepower.
And isn't the drawbridge, isn't it like more... It's so straight up and down, you can't get a, you know what I mean?
Again,
right?
it was 2 a.m.
They then backed up, accelerated forward, but instead of jumping, landed in the water and sank. Both men pronounced dead at the scene.
Again,
oh my gosh,
I'm sure. Last words, hold my beer. Hold my beer. I think we can make it.
Yeah.
You just know.
Zowie.
Hey, watch this. Yeah.
Well, some people live their whole lives without ever even attempting to jump a drawbridge.
You know,
and you know who's... Who's right and who's wrong?
You're right. They do live their old long lives.
Yeah.
They are. They are living. They're living life. We're just watching.
You know what? Everybody takes a gamble every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they die doing what they love, being a drunk jackass at 2 a.m. on the bayou. Okay. Huh. But that's not the only bridge story we have. I love this.
An Indiana driver lost his prosthetic leg after trying to jump a closed bridge while fleeing police.
It doesn't say if he was on drugs.
It doesn't say that.
But he was all hopped up. Oh. Prosthetic leg joke.
That's really funny.
No, the better.
Wow, ones, you are sick.
No, the better one's coming. The better one's coming.
Indianapolis Metropolitan Police officers encountered the reckless driver Sunday. They were led on a chase to a road where the bridge was out. Despite the warning signs, the man tried to drive across the bridge, but his car skidded to a stop when it hit the bridge's exposed beams. The driver fled on foot after leaving his prosthetic leg behind, but as I said, hopping on foot.
Doesn't it make you think, though, you always hear about the suspect fleeing on foot, and yet you have, wouldn't it be fleeing on feet?
Yeah, why?
But in this case,
it truly is on foot. Yeah.
The Josh, passenger.
Take it from here.
Well, I read a little bit more about this. Yeah. And, the prosthetic leg is very old. It's very old. Mm. And this guy, you know, he's had driving problems before. He's quite a speeder.
Yeah.
He really had a lead foot.
Hey!
See, that was it?
The way he, really? The way he had to weave.
I had to bring in the old prosthetic.
That is a fine joke. Ace Cosby even gave it a thumbs up.
The passenger, who was supposed to be on house arrest, was taken into custody, and police are still searching for the one-legged suspect.
So the one-legged guy gets away. The guy with two legs gets caught. Of course, if he goes to court,
It doesn't say he has two legs. Maybe he doesn't. We don't know.
The other guy, the passenger?
We don't know.
I would assume he's a biped.
Well, I mean, odds are.
What are you, hanging out together?
Not like people with one leg go to meetings. Hi, I'm Shane. Hi, Shane. I have one leg. We all have one leg, Shane. Welcome to the meeting.
Welcome, Shane.
But if the guy does go to court, if they catch this guy, he won't have a leg to stand on.
These jokes are turning into a bit of a crutch.
Okay. That one, you know
that
what?
Was too
you
much.
Tipped the scale. Yeah.
Do they let you keep your prosthetic leg in prison?
I would think so.
If you're in prison, do they keep it?
I think it'd be more. I'm sure they search it and make sure there's nothing. I think it would be a weapon, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be more of a problem to get the prisoner around if he didn't have both of his?
I would.
Yeah.
They'd have to make an allowance.
Didn't we have a news story about someone smuggling stuff in?
I don't know.
Are there handicapped cells in prison?
Well, I'm sure.
They're probably on the first floor. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Extra wide shower?
Sure.
Right?
I always ask for the
taller toilet,
If it's available, I'll ask for the handicap room when I check into a hotel.
Now, speaking of toilets.
The lights instead of a doorbell?
One of our guests mentioned a TV show last week where it's a documentary, right, where they were communicating.
Jailbirds.
It's called Jailbirds. They were communicating in the
toilet.
Jail.
Oh,
by emptying all the water out of the toilet, then they were able to talk to the cell above them.
Sacramento, yes.
And there were ladies, because it was, I guess, men, ladies.
This is the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Isn't it nice? Yeah.
It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it just shows you the human spirit. You got to do what you got to do.
You never know when the love bug's going to bite, right? Yeah.
Knock three times on the crapper if you want me.
Thanks for going with knock.
Twice on the pipe.
No, most relationships end up going down the drain eventually. So,
I'm not going to give you.
I'm not giving you anything on that.
This sounds like a show right up your alley. Since you've got some downtime today, I'd like you to watch it.
What do you got?
It's called Jailbirds.
It is called Jailbirds.
Yes. Yes. Documentary which you love, and it's about a topic I think you're
interested in. Knows all about it. Ask him at the break.
I think Jess was watching Jailbirds, now that I think about this.
We'll ask her when she gets in here in just a few minutes. Now, have we covered everything that he missed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now it's time to move on then.
Someone broke into a Massachusetts home and did not take anything, but did give the house a good cleaning.
Is that right?
Nate Roman told the Boston Globe when he came home from work May 15th, he could tell a stranger had been there. The 44-year-old noticed the beds had been made, rugs vacuumed, toilet scrubbed, even the toilet paper rolls had crafted origami roses on them.
How bizarre.
Nothing missing. But Roman contacted police who said they do not have any suspects and that they do not have record of similar incidents. Roman believes he may have left his back door unlocked and that a housekeeping service went to his home by mistake. Maybe somebody was trying to surprise him. Maybe it was a girl who wanted to surprise him and what I did while you were gone.
Hmm.
Well,
weird.
Handy.
Yeah, I welcome this sort of break-in.
No joke.
He's going to have to spray for elves.
Spray for elves.
What?
They broke in and cleaned his
house. Why would you spray your elves?
No, you don't spray. You spray to keep them out.
Elfsecticide? What would it be?
Have you ever sent a pizza to somebody's house as a prank?
No.
Okay, well, this is sort of the same thing. I got an idea. Let's send Mondor a maid. That'll flip them out.
I'd be grateful.
Yeah,
I mean, would you call police if somebody came home and cleaned your house?
Yep.
Oh.
But the better story is did you see the dog sitting story?
In California, a dog sitter caught in the nude on security cameras in her client's home. Rosie Brown of South Bay had booked the services of pet and house sitter Kesey Brangle through a dog walking app called Wag. Though Brangle said she was aware of the doggy cams, Brown saw videos of the woman sitting on her couch naked.
Oh, no.
Also saw the sitter bringing her boyfriend into the master bedroom for a little
hanky-panky.
Yeah, wait, and even inviting her parents to the apartment. Brangle denies that she and her boyfriend were having sex and said she does feel terrible about sitting on Brown's couch naked, but said, "It got hot. I don't like wearing clothes."
Doesn't this sound like dialogue from a bad porn movie?
Yes.
Wag has since suspended Brangle and offered to pay for cleaning services as well as a locksmith for the woman.
So she's making the dog watch?
Oh, creepy.
Yeah, I mean, you get home and your dog giving you some weird look. What did Fido see while I was gone? Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't let the dogs watch. You let the dogs watch?
No.
I insist on it.
Since
Josh doesn't have a dog, that involves sort of a change of venue. His neighbors are going to be shocked if their doggy can.
We're out in the dog park.
This is another reason I would never rent my house out as an Airbnb.
Of course you wouldn't.
You don't want that.
You don't even like people in your house who you know.
Well, that's limited to everyone, but no, I have visitors in my house occasionally. That's just weird, though.
Of course.
Didn't it say she knew they had a camera in
there?
Yes,
she still
took her clothes off.
Strange.
Maybe she likes it. Maybe she likes.
Yeah, maybe she's showing off.
Yeah.
Are there photographs of this woman?
Yeah, I saw them. Do you want to see them?
I'm looking
them up
right now.
What do you mean?
Right,
so if she's attractive, it's okay? Or what do you have?
Of course.
All right.
I see. Yeah, it's only illegal if you're ugly.
Okay. Yeah. Ugly, overweight.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see what the view looks like. Perfectly reasonable. We're joined in the studio by comedian Shane Moss. And Shane is... as a college dropout, you decided to educate yourself.
I did.
And you become really into science.
Yeah.
But it took a while. I know that since you got sober a couple years ago. You were.
Yeah. Let's see. I quit drinking 2 years ago or so. This is the second time. I quit drinking another time for a couple years. So this one will stick, though. I fell for the, like, I bet I'm fine now to, like, have a couple. But it's been, you know, it's been a long, a lot of red flags along the way. In fact, like 14 years ago, my first headlining gig, I was in Boston. I drove up to Portland, Maine, and it was like my first time headline. It was my first time getting free drinks, took full advantage. And my problem with alcohol, I don't have that thing in my head that a lot of people have, where a lot of people would be like, hey, I had a couple drinks. I caught a buzz. I think I'll slow down for a while and enjoy my evening. I don't have that thing. I'm just like, well, if I'm feeling this good after 10 beers, imagine how good I'll feel after 10 more beers being coke and a prostitute. Hey. What should I name that plan? I think I'll call you Perfect. And I just, like, never knew how drunk, like, the difference between whether I was drunk or I was hammered. I'd have to, like, look for clues. You know, like, if I was drunk and riding a bike, I might fall over, but if I was wasted, I'd still be pedaling, just that sort of thing. But I got this 14 years ago. I'm not proud of this. I had way too much. I didn't realize how much I'd had. I thought I was fine to drive. I started driving in Portland, Maine. They have these narrow cobblestone roads, and I'm driving, everything's seemingly going fine, and I turned down the street and I saw a police officer on the side of the road with his lights on, parked in, like, this weird diagonal fashion. And I was like, huh, Must have someone pulled over. That's a strange way to pull someone over. Oh, well. And so I went around that police officer. And then right away, other side of the street, another police officer, also with his lights on, also parked in this strange diagonal fashion. And I was like, huh. Busy night, I guess. And so I went around that police officer as well, very slowly now, because I'm confused.
Uh-huh.
And then a police officer just standing on the sidewalk goes, hey, what the hell? And I stopped. I rolled down my window. I was like, can I help you? What's up? What's the problem, officer? And he's like, yeah, do you realize that you just drove onto a crime scene? And what had happened was, and this is a true story, was there was a shooting there 30 minutes before I arrived. Thinking quickly, they set up an impromptu roadblock using two police cars. I was too drunk to realize that this was a roadblock, so I just slowly, drunkenly, 10 miles an hour, weaved my way in between, barely made it between the two cars, onto a murder scene. And I found this out. I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm heading to jail now, I guess. And he is just like, you're lucky. We're busy tonight. Pull your car over. Get the hell out of here. And he let me go for that. That's how white I am,
everybody.
But he
let you walk, right?
Yeah. Let me walk. Yeah. And but it was a big wake-up call for me. And 8 years later, I quit drinking.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.